At CSUN 2011, this is Michael Off, and I'm speaking with Gary Moore from Clarity here. Looks like one of your specialties here is phones. And a lot of blind folks, we like our phones. So what is unique about the phones that you're showing here, Gary?
Well, Michael, we have several models, and one in particular is the XL45. It is a corded telephone that is amplified. The amplification is up to 50 decibels. So for those with mild to severe hearing loss, it can help them hear better during an incoming phone call. It also has large backlit keys, so they provide backlighting so that when you lift the telephone receiver off the hook, you can see the numbers very clearly. It also has a large caller ID screen, and it's backlit as well. Also, in addition to amplifying the incoming call, for someone who may be soft-spoken, the telephone will amplify their outgoing voice up to about 15 decibels. So if someone needs that feature as well, they can turn it on. If they don't need it, they can leave it off. It's an option. Also, when dialing out, the telephone has a talking keypad. So for example, after you press 456, through the receiver, you will hear 456. So that confirms for you which number you are dialing.
I don't know if this one does. Some of your phones have like the talking caller ID that a lot of us enjoy.
Yes, they do. And actually, we have two models that are cordless, and they both have the talking caller ID function. It announces the number that's being called in, not the name, but the number only. And those phones also provide additional amplification up to 50 decibels. And they do also provide outgoing speech amplification. And another nice feature is that the back of the handset has a speaker phone, so you can use it as a hands-free device if that suits your needs better.
And what is the price of these two cordless units?
One is called the XLC2. It retails for $143.95. The other version is the XLC3.4. It retails for $159.95. The difference between the two is that the XLC3.4, in addition to talking caller ID, also has a caller ID screen, and you can add up to four additional handsets. So if you need more handsets around the house, that unit allows for expansion.
And how much are the individual handsets?
$99.95. Another product that we have is called the Alert Master. It's a wireless notification system. So for someone who is hard of hearing, blind or deaf, it provides them with notifications within the house. For example, the base unit ships with a wireless doorbell. So you can just screw that on next to your existing doorbell. You don't need to run wiring or have an electrician come over. You can screw the doorbell on or Velcro it on next to your existing doorbell. Then what happens is when someone rings that doorbell, it signals the base in the home, and the base will flash a light, set off a bed shaker, and then there's an optional pager that vibrates in different patterns. So that lets you know if the doorbell's being rung, for example, or if it's a telephone call, or if a child is crying, along with several other notifications. The main base unit is $179. That base unit notifies you of all outside events. There are six of those. It comes with a wireless doorbell and a bed shaker. If you don't need all those notifications, we have another unit that retails for $79, and it notifies you of doorbell and telephone only. So you can pick or choose whichever system meets your needs.
Okay, so explain this bed shaker. I'm trying to understand what this...
Sure. The bed shaker plugs into the master unit, the one that's $179, and it vibrates pretty violently, actually. Now, it's referred to as a bed shaker, but most people will put it under their pillow. Or if they have the base unit in their den, for example, on a side table, they might put that shaker on their thigh while they're sitting down. So then if the phone rings or the doorbell's pressed, it vibrates on their lap, so they know they need to respond to that notification. The pager has a belt clip. The approximate range from the base to the pager is about 80 feet.
Okay. So that's just going to cover most homes.
It should. Now, again, it depends on the environment. If you have real thick concrete walls in your home, maybe the distance might be a little shorter than that. But for most people, 80 feet is probably good coverage.
What is the website?
www.clarityproducts.com.
At CSUN 2011, for Serotalk, this is Michael Off.